When did Halloween become an opportunity for women to express their whoredom?
I don't know, but it's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Rich.
I just don't remember that being the case 15 back years ago. I mean, women used to still dress up as, you know, country bumpkins or something like that. So the most common outfits are nurse whore, cat whore.
Schoolgirl whore.
Right? Schoolgirl whore. Yeah, witch whore.
Mm-hmm. And what's whore wrong with all this, may I ask?
Slut whore.
Whoa. Come on.
Does anybody have one of those ads?
I love it. It's great. And see, once again, that's women using the free pass. They've always wanted to dress that way, but they would never do it in real life. But because it's Halloween, you can do it.
So the most popular masks this year are the McCain and Obama masks. Mm-hmm. You'll see a ton of those if you go to a costume party, I would imagine. Will any kids dress as presidential candidates?
Or is that not kids.
They're not too interested in that. What are kids dressing as these days? What's famous? Are they
last year.
Hannah Montana, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think that's big.
Superheroes.
For the boys, the sports figure, the football player. There were a lot of Tony Romos last year, including my youngest son was Tony Romo last year. This year he's going Secret Service agent.
Really? Interesting choice.
Yeah, I don't know where he got that from, but he's got the earpiece and everything, and the coat and sunglasses. He's ready to go.
Hey, the Sarah Palin look is supposed to be huge for women this year.
Right.
Everybody's going as Palin.
They go with a slutty version of that?
I hope so. Hopefully they slut that up. Yeah. Perfect. I always did defeating things as I got a little bit older. I never would fully dress up. I'd always go as guy who's 2 inches to the left of me. And it would be me, but it was just I was playing a guy who was 2 inches further to the left than he should have been. Real high concept, things you didn't have to dress up for, just claim you were.
You're such a whip.
I was always either a football player or a cowboy.
Mm-hmm. But not a cowboy football player.
Oh, yeah. A lot of times I was a cowboy football player. I was Craig Morton 1 year. Just because my name was Craig. But I can't remember. I think 1 or 2 years I had like the store-bought costume that mom bought for us, maybe Casper the Ghost or something like that.
Those are so much better now than they were back in our day.
That King Kong one I had in third grade was just like all plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, your skin couldn't breathe.
Gross.
Yeah, great costumes now.
And you'd have that little rubber band that would always break. I know Seinfeld did some routine about that. It was stapled into there.
Yeah, on the plastic mask.
And it all fog up in there. Oh, man.
Yeah, you had the plastic mask, and then you had the little cape or whatever that you would put over yourself.
Basically a garbage bag.
Yeah, but that, and it was like kindling. It would catch on fire if you were within a block of a fire.
Yeah.
It was the most dangerous costume you could have. If you didn't catch on fire, you would suffocate from the mask.
I still love my Casper outfit. I loved it so much back then.
I love it.
Let's take some calls on Costume Talk to Greg and Farmers Branch. You're on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Hey.
Two quick ones for you. When I was in college, a buddy of mine went as Hitler, which was quite shocking.
He
looked the part, too, about 5'6". All he had to do was comb his hair over and throw on a mustache. And man, it was quite shocking when we went to Safeway. Then the second one for you, Gordon, high concept, low payoff, white T-shirt, yes on the front, no on the back, you're now a contradiction.
What is a contradiction? A walking contradiction, Hal Christopherson.
Low payoff. Chris in Fort Worth, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Morning, musers.
Morning.
This year, the wife and I are trying an out-of-season Christmas party as the Griswolds. You have to dress up as Christmas Vacation to get in.
Okay.
Huh.
Underrated movie.
Did you guys notice my outfit today?
What are you?
Clothes-wearing man.
Oh,
cheap.
Yeah. Okay.
Steven emails, what's the over-under on Joe the Plumber costumes this year?
Can we leave Joe the Plumber?
Gosh, I can't take another Joe the Plumber comment. Just can't. And McCain's still throwing it out there.
I know it. He's hanging on to that life preserver for all it's worth. It ain't worth much, apparently.
Are there any bad karma possibilities this year?
Oh, yeah.
From something that happened this year.
Yeah.
Well, anything related to Jennifer Hudson is going to be bad karma.
That would...
Would anybody go as the Virginia Tech Chinese shooter
guy? Oh, yeah. I've gotten so many people sending me links to, even last year, people going as that.
Really?
Yeah, the Virginia Tech shooter. or Virginia Tech victims.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So what's over the line where you just look at the guy and go, come on, that's just, that's a little much. And then we're all trying to have a good time here. And you
yeah, but you do that, and then all of a sudden they'll First Amendment force field you, and then you get just trapped into that paralysis. Yeah. And
all right, how about Reggie in Dallas? You're on the ticket.
Yeah, what I used to do, which is probably would be considered a whip now, but I used to love it, was go with somebody where you had to stay in character all night. Like one time I did Bill Murray's character from Caddyshack, Carl Spangler. Oh. Just beat everybody down the whole time.
Yeah, you know, happy Halloween, I guess. You know.
I don't think candy. That would be any fun to have to stay in character all night.
No.
What a beating. Mark in Colleyville, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, one year my mom got creative and she made me a Planet of the Apes outfit. I got the Cornelius mask from, Safeway? And had all the, she made all that brown and green stuff, that the outfit, talk about a, it was like the hottest Halloween that we had back in the 70s. I know I'm showing my age, but that was a whip. Suffocating in that mask that kept popping off.
Anyway, it's 8:31 on Sports Radio 1370.
I'm so sorry.